Hey, the week has come and gone. Time for another weekend and time for another Marlins Rewind. Thanks for joining. Fish are happy to get that series against New York done and over with. They played four against the division rival, the finale last night, and to wrap things up at Citi Field, here's Gaff.
Well, Marlins get out of New York with a victory tonight after dropping the first three games of this series. They beat the Mets 6-4 to salvage their final game here at Citi Field in 2016. Jose Urania making the start for the Marlins tonight. Jacob DeGrom on the mound for the Mets. And in inning number two, the Mets had a chance to take an early lead. They had the bases loaded with two outs against Urania with the pitcher DeGrom at the plate.
Urania deals. The 1-2. Line drive. Center field. Diving for it. The center fielder, Christian Yelich, makes a terrific play. He not only robbed DeGrom, he saved Urania at least two runs. And if the ball gets behind him, goodness knows. A big play by Christian Yelich.
It was a great play. It was the start of a big night for Yelly. Yelich contributed with the glove, and in the third inning, he contributed with the bat. Marlins, in the third against DeGrom, got a leadoff walk to the pitcher Urania. He was racing a fielder's choice, though. D. Gordon replacing Urania at first base. Ichiro then hit into what looked like an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play, but the Marlins challenged the call, and it was overturned. So instead of the inning being over, Ichiro was at first base with two outs. Martin Prado worked a walk, and that overturned call loomed rather large when Christian Yelich delivered. DeGrom fires, and Yelich rips one into center field for a base hit. Ichiro waves at third. He's going to come home. Prado digging for third base. He'll make it without a throw. It's a big two-out RBI single by Yelich. He knocks in his 80th of the season. And the Marlins take a 1-0 lead in the third. Marlins would add to that lead in the fifth inning. Two outs, nobody on. Yelich singled. It was his second hit to go along with the walk in the ballgame already at that point. He stole second base. So, man, it's second, two down for the newcomer, Jeff Francoeur.
DeGrom ready again, and the pitch. And Francoeur takes it the other way and lines the ball into the gap in right center. Here comes Yelich flying around third. He'll score with ease. It is a two-base hit for Jeff Francoeur to give the Marlins a 2-0 lead here in the fifth.
And the Marlins weren't done with Francoeur at second. Up stepped Xavier Scruggs.
The right-hander looks back, comes to the plate. And this ball is launched toward the gap in right center. That is going to get down off the base of the wall near the 380 sign. Home to score is Francoeur. Scruggs pulls up at second. A double. Back-to-back doubles with two outs, and it's 3-0 Marlins.
That fifth inning would be the end of the line for Jacob DeGrom. The Mets starter went five, allowed six hits, three runs, walked four, struck out six, 102 pitches in five innings of work, 59 strikes. Jose Urania stayed out there for the sixth inning with a 3-0 lead. First man he faced, Jay Bruce.
Batting 247, 27 home runs for the season. The pitch to Bruce, and he drives the ball high and deep to right center. It is a no-doubter. Long gone. The Mets are on the board. It's a 3-1 game.
For Bruce, number 28 on the season, RBI number 87. Urania would get through the sixth inning, allowing just that one run, and he was done for the night. Urania, six innings, a four-hit ball tonight, one run, two walks, two strikeouts, allowed the Bruce homer, 90 pitches, 51 strikes. Marlins looked to add on against Josh Smoker in the seventh. They got a leadoff single from Ichiro. They got a walk to Martin Prado. Two on, nobody out for that guy again, Christian Yelich. 1-2 to Yelich, in the air, well hit left center. Back goes Conforto. He's at the wall, and he can't get it. It hits over the wall. It's a home run for Yelich. The third base umpire is waving. They're throwing the ball around the infield. They throw it back in. The third base umpire, though, Paul Emmel signals home run. It's a three-run shot for Yelich, and just like that, the Marlins have some breathing room. It's 6-1.
It was a big
hit. It hit
night.
Just above the orange line in left field. It came back onto the field. Conforto fired it back in. They threw the ball to the plate. You had runners not sure what was going on, but Paul Emmel was signaling home run.
And that's all that matters, isn't it? It's a big night for Yelich. He goes 3-for-4 tonight with that home run. He drives in four in the game, scores a couple of runs. He stole a couple of bases for good measure. And the Marlins at that point seem to be in pretty good shape, leading this game 6-1. In the seventh inning, Brian Ellington came out of the bullpen for the Marlins, just back from Triple-A today with the rosters expanding.
and he pitched a 1-2-3 inning. In the eighth, Nick Whitgren with a 5-run lead, immediately in trouble. Granderson a double, Johnson a single, first and third, nobody out for Jay Bruce. The 3-2, and Bruce lines one to left, that's a base hit. Granderson scores, it's 6-2, and the Mets will get the tying man to the on-deck circle. Now at that point, we had talked about the fact the Marlins would have loved to have stayed away from Kyle Bearclaw, A.J. Ramos, and Fernando Rodney tonight when they had a 6-1 lead late, but it wasn't going to be the case. Bearclaw had to come into the ball game, and when he walked the first man, Wilmer Flores, suddenly the Mets, trailing 6-2, had the bases loaded with nobody out in the eighth inning. The way the Mets have been rolling, the way the Marlins have been scuffling of late, he had to get a little bit nervous as Bearclaw went after Michael Conforto. Bases loaded, nobody out. Bearclaw the 1-2, and Conforto taps it back to the pitcher. Bearclaw comes home for one, back to first, double play, as easy as 1-2-3. But he wasn't out of the inning yet. Next man up, the pinch hitter, the always dangerous Yoenis Cespedes. Runners lead him second and third, two down. Bearclaw the 1-2 to Cespedes. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Big fist pump from Kyle Bearclaw. He got a double play, he got a strikeout, and he gets out of the eighth. So he went to the ninth, Marlins 6, and the Mets 2. The Marlins brought their closer, Fernando Rodney, and even though there was no saving it, he allowed an infield hit to Travis d'Arnaud to get things started in the ninth. A man on for pinch hitter Estrubel Cabrera.
Started out the bottom of the eighth, 6-1. There's a ball hit in the air down the right field line. This is trouble, and it is gone. A pinch hit, two-run home run for Estrubel Cabrera, and suddenly it's a 6-4 game. Nobody out in the ninth.
The Mets just keep on coming, but Rodney settled down. He struck out Jose Reyes. He got Curtis Granderson to line to left, and with the Mets down to their final out, Kelly Johnson flew out to his former Braves teammate Jeff Francoeur in left field, and this one belongs to the Marlins. For Miami, 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 9 men left on base. For the Mets, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They strand 8. Jose Ureña, the winning pitcher, 3-5. Jacob DeGrom, the loser, 7-8. Time of the game was 3 hours, 25 minutes, and a crowd of 29,330 goes home disappointed. Marlins snap a 5-game losing streak. They improved to 68-66 with the victory tonight.
Marlins are out of New York, but the road trip goes on and takes the Marlins through Cleveland. Of course, the Indians and Marlins will be linked to 1997, the World Series that year. Our Marlins came out on top in that one. But today's Fish Family code is rematch. Rematch of the Marlins' first World Series championship. First pitch tonight at 7:10 pregame with Kyle Seeloff at 6:40. Dave and Glenn in Ohio to bring you the live play-by-play. Listen on 940 Wins and the Miami Marlins Radio Network.